being able to embarrass your kids is the most powerful and honored thing that you get to do as a parent. And it's like, hey, if you're late, we're going to put on the rattiest clothes we can find, and we will find you in front of all of your friends. And so they all are 5 minutes early.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. We've been talking a lot on this show, especially recently, about identity, who you have to be as you start and grow businesses or as you grow in your career. But today we're talking about identity as it has to do with your career and being a parent. While we often scrutinize how women balance their ambition and having a family, we almost never talk about that with men. Men never are asked about how fatherhood shapes their leadership or if they feel guilty or, and you know what, I didn't ask any of those questions either. But I did have a really interesting conversation with my guest today, Timothy Rexius, who is the CEO and president of multiple companies in the fitness and nutrition space and also a father of six. So instead of talking tactics, growth strategies, we are talking more about culture at home, in the workplace, pressure, modeling ambition, and having conversations with your kids around ambition and what it means to be a leader when your kids are watching. Because whether we acknowledge it, our kids really are always watching us and learning from every little thing that we do. So let's dive in. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I want to start somewhere different than I normally do in podcasts. Actually, this is a topic that I think as a woman, I'm usually like, I don't want to talk about parenting and growing a business. People used to call me like a mompreneur. And I was like, well, what is that? What is that term? There's no dadpreneur. But I want to talk to you about this because you do talk so openly about what it's like to be a parent and grow multiple companies. I think female founders get asked a lot about like the guilt, the logistics, the emotional labor. And I'm not going to ask you like all of those standard questions, but we were chatting a little bit before we got started recording here. And I think you have a really interesting perspective to share about, you know, your kids and how you involve them in the business and all that good stuff. So first, set us up like a couple minutes about you, companies, and dad life.
I have six kids spanning 26 down to 7 and a one-year-old grandbaby who is perfect.
I can't believe you're a grandpa.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'm not mature enough to be a parent, much less a grandparent, but this is what they get. We have 5 companies. We started out with Rexy's Nutrition Stores about 17 years ago. And that's where half our kids learn to walk, and they've all learned how to drive in that parking lot. So it really is, family business per se. And then we own Iron Heaven Gyms fitness facilities, and the kids, they all train. We have 3 different gyms. In fact, when my wife had our youngest, our manager quit the week she gave birth. And so 7 days after she gave birth to Roman, our youngest, she was working the gym with the 7-day-old baby.
That's
and
insane.
He literally had a walker in the gym. So he would walk in the walker around the gym and became this like little mascot. And they go, what's he doing? I'm like, he's checking your squat form, says you need to get lower. Just made a whole thing of it, you know. And we own VHI Nutraceuticals, a vitamin supplement nutritional company. And then the Omaha Protein Popcorn Company, which has now become our biggest in 16 countries. And that's where I'm traveling mostly now. And then the Timothy D. Rexius Business Coaching and Keynote Speaking, which for me is just probably the most fun, just because I like to talk. And sometimes I get paid to do it. So it's kind of a win-win for me. And so now when it comes to the family, my oldest daughter, Alexis, she helps do a lot of the social media posting for the popcorn company. She's got an eye for making things look what my daughters call aesthetically pleasing, a term that I don't like, but is absolutely necessary. Zoe is my second my middle daughter. And so she is one of my assistants. So she does all my social media posting and helps organize my calendar, my schedule and everything. Her boyfriend, Bryce, that's what we talked about earlier. He is now running one of my gyms during the day and wants to be a broker for the popcorn company. So he's moving his way in. And my oldest son, Tyler, is in the warehouse right now, helping pack boxes and ship web orders and doing a lot of that stuff. And yeah, just kind of down the ladder. And then my youngest daughter is a senior this year. And she doesn't work in any of the companies yet. I say yet because they all eventually do. And then the 13-year-old is a sponsored athlete, according to my CPA. And baseball. And the 7-year-old, he's along for the ride. And so a couple years ago, my wife and I talked about this. None of my kids worked in the family businesses, none of them. And it was heartbreaking for me, you know, because I didn't want to force what I like to do on my kids. Mm-hmm. But I really thought, you know, maybe somebody would fall in mom and dad's footsteps a little bit. And nobody did. Now all of a sudden it's like, presto changeo, they all work in the businesses. And like my son-in-law, Josh, helps me decipher social media metrics because I don't understand it, and that's what he does. And so now, like, everybody's involved, you know. And my wife is the chief financial officer for all the companies, while she's also the CFO for another company. So she's the captain of all things financial. It's they always seem funny that they're not scared of dad, but they're scared of mom, which is probably true.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the mom of six. You just don't do it. She has no fear. So yeah, that's kind of the ups and of me. And my brother Craig is actually our attorney. He's on our board of directors. And so we make it about as family involved as possible on all fronts.
I love that. My son works in my business as well. And my 15-year-old daughter, I asked if she wanted to, and she said she would rather work at Denny's. So I was like, that is insulting. Okay. Yep. But then at like a year later, she was like, what? How come he gets to work in the business? I was like, you said you wanted to work at Denny's, and I will never forget that. No, just kidding.
Well, it's the 18-year-old daughter. She has it. She'll work out at our gyms now, finally. But she's like, it's embarrassing because everybody knows who I am. And then, you know, I was just a senior in high school. And I'm like, I go, at some point in time, you'll realize that your dad is cool. And that everybody knowing me is not a bad thing. At this point, I'm still embarrassing enough. And since I'm at that point where I have no shame, being able to embarrass your kids is the most powerful and honored thing that you get to do as a parent. So
you are seriously speak. One, I just had this conversation with another guest. And two, like, I always tell people the thing that no one tells you about having kids is how incredible it is to embarrass them and how you just grow to have absolutely zero shame. And it's so fun. And it's like, you torture me a little. I'm going to torture you too.
Well, that was Olivia. She's my senior. And when she was a freshman, I dropped her off at her first day of school. And I was like, hey, turn around. Let's take a picture. She goes, no, just leave. I go, do it. She goes, no. I go, all right, cars in park. And she starts walking away. I'm like, that's my baby. Oh, she goes, okay, shut up. I'll take a picture. Sounds good. When my wife drops off Noah, our 13-year-old, for his birthday, she's playing I'm Birthday Princess, rock full bloat out of the windows of her car just because we can. And, you know, and at this point, I don't need to threaten my kids. I don't really give them even curfews, honestly. I'm just like, hey, if you're late, we're going to put on the rattiest clothes we can find, and we will find you in front of all of your friends. And so they all are 5 minutes early. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not tracking you down. I'm not, I will find out where you are, and I will embarrass you to all hell. I mean, why am I going to stress myself out yelling at you? No, I'll just embarrass you. And it works out so awesome. It's glorious. And they know that we have no shame. Like, I do not care. I'm a parent. I don't care. Like, you know, I've got the circle people who think I'm funny, and that's good enough for me. So,
yep. Yeah. I have embarrassed the hell out of my 19-year-old, and the 15-year-olds learned. They really learned from watching that, and they were like, oh, okay.
Oh, we did it, my buddy. Have you ever seen Bad Boys 2, the movie where the kid comes to pick up the daughter, and Will Smith and Martin Lawrence just scared? Well, we did that to my oldest daughter when she brought a boy home. I'm sure, and everyone else watched it, and they're like, hey, we're bringing a boy home. Please just don't scare the living hell out of him. I'm like, that's kind of my job. you know, but so we promised we would never do it again as long as everyone's home on time and we know where everybody is.
Yeah.
So, oh, we went full character for at least 5 minutes. It was glorious.
It was
fantastic. So, yeah.
I love it. With so much family involved in the business, is there like any keeping any of this separate, or is it like business at home, personal at work, and it all just kind of flows together and it's whatever?
We try not to talk about the work at home a whole lot because we deal with it all day. You know, I had a shift in mindset of this a few years ago, and I actually got it from a church pastor, when your kids are first, you know, getting out of high school and their oldest was, and it's like, okay, then things get more expensive and she got married and all these things come in. I'm like, I don't know how to navigate any of this. And my wife had gone to a church service. And the head pastor, elderly guy, was like, he has a family meeting once a year and explains to the kids like what's going on with like their estate plans and like what their family money is, like what they're doing. I'm like, this is brilliant. So we've been doing that almost twice a year, every year for the past 6 or 7 years. And every one of them, including the significant others, get to sit down. My wife cooks and we kind of explain, here's what mom and dad are doing. Here's what's going on in the companies. Here's our plan. Here's what our end goal is. They know what everything is going on. And that way they've bought in. They've totally bought into what we're doing as a family. It's not just for money. It's like what we're doing for legacy, all of these things. And my kids know that I'm like this right now, the popcorn company back here, it's scaling massively. And I have to go all over the world, quite literally. I have 7 countries in the next 4 months. And my daughter's a senior and I don't want to miss things. You know, I don't want to miss stuff. So I've told them like, they all have access to my calendar, everyone. And we've got 10 calendars. Don't get me wrong. We do. But I told them like they have, you know, the business calendar, the speaking engagement calendar, my travel calendar, and then the kids calendar. I'm like, if it's important to you, you put it in that calendar as soon as you know, and you tag me in that note so that I know. And if I will do everything in my power, or mom and we will do everything we can to make sure that if that's important, we will be there. We will figure it out. I will send staff to do an event if I need to. I'll reorganize things, whatever it might be. And, you know, that's important. And two, when they work for us in the company, it's hard because I'm the CEO, my wife's the CFO, and we have a lot of employees. So my son Tyler in the warehouse, I'm not his boss. Steve, my VP of operations, is his boss. I'm his boss's boss. I don't want to sit there and, you know, have to, hey, get out of bed, get to work on time. I don't want to do that, you know, because it makes it hard as a father to really come down on him. And my wife is better at with the girls I don't speak all the feelings. I don't have as many feelings. And so, you know, I just don't. I'm like, I'm happy or I'm pissed. That's pretty much where I'm at. And I have like a massive sense of urgency, and it's trying to explain to everyone who works around, just my kids, why I have this sense of urgency, like why, how this got created. But, you know, I have to sit there and talk with my wife and be like, hey, can you talk to XYZ? Because I'm about to lose my biscuits. And I just, am I missing something here? Is this not important, or am I not paying enough? And so it's a discussion. When we come home though, it's, you know, what's going on in you guys? Like what's going on with your life? That's what I want to talk about. I've talked about work all day. And so for my wife and I, it's like, okay, we work together, which is a huge blessing because, you know, bad economical years post COVID, we went from working together to not working together and realized how much we missed it and how well we operate together. And so when we get home, we're like, let's just drop it. Let's talk about anything else. Now, somehow that translates into home construction projects, which wish it could be something else sometimes, but you know, like
we've done a lot of those in the last few years.
Oh yeah. So are we. And so for us, it's like finding that right line and make sure if I'm calling my daughter, my oldest lives in Phoenix and I was just there yesterday, got to see him that, you know, we talk about work for 10 minutes and then I want to know about my grandson. I want to know about, you know, church. I want to know about, you know, what their plans are. I want to know about that. I'm sick of talking about work. And so for them, it's kind of nice because it's good for me too. It's just like, what's going on in your life? I mean, there's enough cameras on me all the time that I don't want to talk about me. Yeah. I want to know what's going on with you. I want to know what's going on. Is your boyfriend, you know, like my middle daughter, is your boyfriend still being nice to you? Do I need to go mess somebody up? Like, where are we at? You know, like that's what I want to know. The 13-year-old just had his first date. I'm like, okay, I need details. Let's go. Like, how'd that work? And he's, oh, it's embarrassing. You're going to clown on me. I'm like, I am. I won't do it in front of other people unless you don't tell me stuff, and then I'll embarrass you. So it's, you know, I don't want to miss out on the developmental things that are so much fun as a dad, just because of it. So we keep it pretty cool. And you know, they got to go to the Mexico trip, had 12 flights and 6 hotel rooms and not free, that's for sure. But they're like, hey, what is the next one? I'm like, well, you guys can't do Costa Rica because half of you have school and, you know, I can't pull you out. But then there's the Hawaii trip, and then there's another one that's going to probably be in New Zealand. And just trying to figure out, like, I want my kids to have experiences more than I want them to have stuff. Mm-hmm. And they get to see me do what I do. And then also at the same point, when your kids get to see how hard you work as an entrepreneur, I think a different level of respect is gained.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
One of my kids had made a comment, something about me being preoccupied with other stuff. And then my daughter Zoe was like, you have no idea how insane his calendar is. And, you know, so it's kind of lets the... They talked amongst each other. And I think also having a family business and having them involved is helping keep our kids close as they get older.
Yeah.
Because you know how it goes in some families. It's, you know, sometimes kids, you know, they leave and they're not as close. And I have two brothers living in Texas right now and I'm in Nebraska. And, you know, we're not as close. And so the good thing about this is it keeps my family tight, which is awesome.
Yeah. So, and you have to work at that. Well, a few comments. One, lose my biscuits. I'm going to start using that. Like, that's going in my vocabulary. My husband is our CFO and I do all of our talking too. So I get a lot of this. My husband and I, we don't struggle with this, but I think there are some attributes in business that you bring to the table, right? Like a level of boldness or strictness or whatever it may be in certain conversations that fly in business that maybe don't fly at home. Do you and your wife experience these things? Like, are there traits that work for you in business that don't fly at home?
I mean, I get to be the CEO here and, you know, I'm very careful about my tone with things, I think, at home with certain things because, you know, it's different. Like it's when, especially in business, it just, you know, not everything can be a discussion. And sometimes being that I've been in this longer than anybody and I've done this and I have more experience, but sometimes I don't have time to explain it. And so, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, where I'm like, hey, listen, I don't have time to explain it, but I need these 5 things done and I need them done right now. You know, we're at home, like, no, it's a discussion. You know, it needs to be, you know, it's our home. Like we're talking about, you know, construction projects, right? And we bought paint this is last week. And I'm like, you're doing what? Where? She's paint. I'm like, you're not painting the bathroom ceiling brown. Like, no, like, oh my God, like, no. And it was, we're going to converse about this a little bit differently. And, you know, and it's, you know, when it comes to the house, it's just different because, you know, they say that, you know, the house is the man's castle. It's not, it's my wife's. And it is. And she wants certain things a certain way. Cool. Like I want to be part of the process though. I don't want to be like completely, I mean, cause if you turn everything pink, I'm going to be pissed, it's just a little bit different, I guess. We just have, there's more conversing going on in the business stuff. It's, and now we have a board of directors too. So we have a lot of minds that come into play in business. And, it's definitely different, a separation of church and state to a certain degree. And it took us a while to get there. It really did. And I always explained to everyone, my kids, my wife, my employees are family. Quite literally, like my VP of operations, man, my kids call him Uncle Steve, my business partner, Nick, and the gyms we own, that's Uncle Nick. I mean, we are so ingrained on every level. But I've always explained to people, like, I don't have time to explain stuff. This is how it has to get done. And I will explain later. You know, like it's just a sense of urgency with business. And you know how that is because sometimes I only have 5 minutes to get this done. Not that I don't respect your opinions. We can discuss it and all those kind of things later, but at home, really, you think about it with family. I mean, it's everything needs more thought. It requires more thought. It requires more feelings, and you really should slow down. Mm-hmm. Where in business, it's exactly the opposite. So,
I hear a lot of ambition just in how you talk, and. Yeah. I have a lot of ambition. My dad modeled a lot of ambition for me, did a lot of stuff at one time, kind of how you are modeling for your kids. And he also has since pointed out a few years ago, I'll never forget this conversation, where he told me that he wishes I got less of his tendency to constantly grind.
Yeah.
Are you having conversations with your kids about money, success, about pressure and all of those kind of things so they don't inherit that grind without the context around it?
My wife and I parent very differently. And I think a lot of people around us, because they're younger, a lot of our employees are younger, so they're having kids and they're like, and they see us parents. So we get to actually kind of mentor a lot of other younger parents. And they said, how do you guys operate? Because they found out I've never checked homework either. I go, no,
I know. I don't check homework either.
No, I haven't. I told teachers, all the teachers know me because I speak at all the high schools every year. And I said, your kid's got homework. I know he doesn't. He works in the businesses or he does sports. Or we do family. We do church at night. He's not. They go, he's not preparing him for life. This is what a teacher said to me. I said, really? Do you think if I asked all my employees to take all their work home every night and didn't compensate them extra, I would have any employees left? Or do you think I'd have mutiny? He goes, no, you're trying to create a worker drone who will do stuff for free. I'm creating future CEOs and CFOs who know their worth. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. And I said, if they don't do their work, it's called cause and consequence. If they flunk, I guess they get to redo school another year. And so he goes, you've really never checked homework? No. That's not my job. That's their job. I believe in cause and consequence. I told my kids, I'm more like your agent. So, and this, follow me here. Okay. And I said, I'm more like your agent. I want to get my 10%. So I want you to make the best decisions possible, put you in the right position to get the biggest contract, the biggest success you can possibly have. So I get my 10%. I said, now at the end of the day, you're the boss of your life. If you decide to get a giant dragon tattooed across your forehead and down your nose, I'm going to suggest that's probably a terrible idea and it's going to affect that contract, but I'm not going to stop you either. No different than an agent can stop their pro athlete that they represent. Mm-hmm. And so I'm here to advise you, tell you all the ways I've screwed up, give you the best piece of advice for the best piece of success, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you can do this and you can't do that. Because my wife and I were the type that if our parents told us not to do something, that's just what I'm going to do then.
Oh,
And so we've just taken this different approach, with our kids. And so I'm very honest. We're probably too honest, but I've gone from rich to broke 3 times in my life. And so my kids, my older ones, they remember, when they got a bike for Christmas, it was used off Craigslist or Marketplace. They didn't have new toys. They didn't have anything. And as we've tried out, now we've obviously made significantly more wealth. And now our younger kids were like, okay, we just had this conversation from the airport to here. Because our 18-year-old needs a new ride, and it pains us to get her something new. It really does, but it's just hey, what's available? She's going away to college next year. She has to drive, but everyone else got pieces of junk. She should have a piece, another piece of junk. We can afford it just fine. It's just am I doing wrong to her by giving her something that's brand new? Mm-hmm. And so with our kids, we've explained, things that, it's live beneath your means, well beneath your means. We have an expression, we lived like no one else was willing to for a long time. So now we can live like no one else can, which allows me to take a huge family on trips to Mexico or New Zealand, where a lot of people can't do it, but we lived well beneath our means. Now my wife is very good with that part of it because it was 2016, 20, something like that. And we had 7 people living in a 3-bedroom house. And she's like, we're not poor. We need a bigger house. I'm like, okay. But it's just that need. And it was at one point around the same time, she's like, you drive the oldest car in the company and we have 150 employees. Because I just don't care about that kind of stuff. So I trying to instill that into my kids. Don't get addicted to the stuff. Mm-hmm. If you feel like the thing you need to buy is what's going to fulfill you, then you are missing other things in your life. Yep. Maybe it's a different career change. Maybe it's your faith. Maybe it's the person you're with, whatever it might be, but don't start getting addicted to the stuff to bring you happiness because that'll be to just a lot of bills and a lot of debt that keeps you locked down And that's what indentured servitude is today. The debt keeps us locked down and keeps us immobile. And I want you guys to have the ability to chase your hopes and dreams. Yeah. So don't get addicted to stuff. But if you decide to go do something stupid, I'm not going to, you know, let's say you buy a brand new car, like, you know, something just ridiculous. Yes, I'm going to want to drive it too for fun. But, you know, you get to deal with the consequences of that action. So we've done this since they were little all the way into adulthood. It's just how we approach things. And then my wife and I are very honest. You know, my wife is clean now, I think 23 years. You know, she had Lexi in high school when she was in high school, and then had to put herself through and get her GED and then online school to get her bachelor's. And, you know, she's 23 years, something like that clean. And, you know, we're very honest. Like we're not going to sit there in the holy, we are holier than thou art, because we were both colossal screw ups who happened to, you know, my crazy matched her crazy. So I'm like, and now we built this awesome families, awesome companies, and we're hers, mine, and ours. And, you know, we call it I won't say, cause I don't know if you swear in your show, but we call it Welcome to the S Show. And cause that's our house. There's a sign on the outside of our front door, actually, that, you know, like, hey, this is who we are. And we want our kids to be fully aware of every mistake we made, so they're not doomed to repeat it.
This is a clean show, but my home is also an S show, and we plenty of swearing here too.
Well, my daughter informed me last night. She goes, "You will watch your mouth. You will not teach him to swear." I'm like, "I taught you how to swear." She goes, "Exactly." I go, "Oh, okay."
That's the problem. So
I'm on best behavior, because I need all the papa time I can get. So I gotta stick by her rules on this one.
My mom and grandma taught my son how to swear, and I was like, why is this happening? No, we're not doing this. No. Well, I feel like we could talk all day, but we are approaching the end of our time. If there is a takeaway, one single takeaway for everyone listening that we talked about today, what is it?
Make your kids part of the business. And in the end of the day, we all know this in business now. We've learned this through everything. Personal brand is what builds everything. Mm-hmm. And what's more personal about your brand than who you are, the people you're raising as part of who you are. And if they're an extension of yourself, that's more powerful than you. So make them part of your everyday.
Yeah. Unless they want to work at Denny's.
Unless they want to work at Denny's, then you know what? You go get them a job at Denny's. You sit front row and go embarrass them.
Yep. Good. Good takeaway. I love that. Yep. Thank you so much for the conversation today. Absolutely. And for everyone listening, please share this with one person that needs to hear what we chatted about today. And I'll talk to you next time.